on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 21st. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing well. You know, it took me a couple of tries and no guys to get on this podcast today.
No guys?
No, it's just me.
Just a couple of tries.
I guess you, that's one guy. Sam, that's okay. It took a couple of guys. Yeah,
there you go.
To get on the podcast. Okay, a couple of tries, a couple of guys this morning. But we're here. We're moving along with a frustrating week, but that's Big Brother 22. Big Brother 22.
Yeah, we're here to tell you about everything that happened yesterday on Big Brother 20.
I wish. Can we go back? It's a little bit more fun.
Yeah. It was day 47 in the house, and it was a pretty slow day in terms of actual moving pieces here. There are people talking, but nothing too major as we go through the day, but we can talk about it anyway. We started the day with Memphis and Christmas, who, so the night before, Nicole went to Memphis because she was informed by Cody. Let me start from the beginning here.
Yeah, it's a kind of confusing story.
Again, to recall the situation, last week, Danny was pitching to Memphis that Tyler should go. Memphis said, don't want Tyler to go, but don't worry, Danny. Tyler will be the first to go within the committee. Mm-hmm. Danny went from that conversation to Cody and said, hey, guess what? Memphis told me that Tyler and Nicole are the first to go in the committee. Flash forward to the day before yesterday. Cody tells Nicole, hey, Danny told me that Memphis told her that you and Tyler are the first to go of the committee. Nicole was like, why didn't Danny tell me this information? Should I go to Memphis with it? And he's like, I don't know, sure. So Nicole goes to Memphis the night before last and says, hey, I've heard that you said that you want me and Tyler to be the first to go when we get down to that. Now, at the time, I assumed that Memphis knew that she was talking about Danny. And I think that Nicole assumed that he would know that she was talking about Danny. But it appears that Memphis actually thought that when Nicole was telling him this information, that it came from Davon. Yesterday in the morning, he talks to Christmas and he says, so I talked to Davon yesterday and I was telling her some random things to see if they'd get back. And then lo and behold, a couple hours later, Nicole comes up to me and says that her and Tyler are the first to go when it gets down to the end game. So obviously Davon went right to Nicole and Nicole came right to me. And he has no idea that this was supposed to be throwing Danny under the bus.
Yeah, it was supposed to. And there's just a lot of talk starting from here and going through the rest of the day of how any information that you give to any one of Davon, Danny, or Nicole seems to circulate among the three of them. And the boys club is not happy about that, particularly Memphis.
Yeah, yeah. Memphis is saying this I gave information out as a test.
Right.
And they clearly did not pass the test. I think part of this is that Nicole's coming to him now when he had that conversation with Danny last week. And I think another part of it is, as I mentioned yesterday, that I don't think he ever said Nicole's name to Danny. So I think the fact that it's Nicole and Tyler that's being mentioned, the fact that Danny actually lied about the information is actually helping her, because He's not connecting it to that conversation. He's connecting it to the conversation he had with Dave Vaughn, where he's probably just assuming that when he was expressing frustration about the veto competition, that that Dave Vaughn took that, exaggerated it, went to Nicole, and now Nicole is coming back to him. And so he's very upset with Nicole, and he assumes Danny is part of this for being so close to Dave Vaughn. And he again talks about how, like, this really all worked out because it really exposed their cards.
Although, to be fair, on this one point, Memphis has mentioned so many times throughout this season as well about being not being on the best terms with Nicole anyway. So just that getting out, like any of these little things, it's like sometimes people test and they give information and they wait for it to come back, forgetting that all the other information they've also been saying the whole season could also eventually get back. And it's not just a one day at a time thing. Like, stuff from previous weeks still matters.
Right. That's the thing about these people and their tests, is that the tests never work. Because it's always a false positive, because people are always like, oh, well, I only told this person, or I told this person at this time, and then it came back to me. And so therefore they
must be that one scenario, right?
But like, they didn't only tell that one person. And even if they did only tell that one person, it's not impossible that somebody just guesses.
Yes.
Or you interpret something that somebody says as having known the information when they don't.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Also, I mean, I think there are times when you can do tests and it sometimes helps, but you really, really, really need to be sure that you're only telling the information one time. And the correct way to do it is you give out a little information, see what comes back, internalize that, figure out where to go from there. But when you constantly tell people, like, oh, I was testing them and then I figured it out, or oh, I've learned this bit of information from a test, so now I just can't trust them at all, that's the incorrect way to do this, which is what Memphis does here. It's what Dave Vaughn does a lot of the times. You need to just keep the information, learn from it, and not just give up because one test gave you something you weren't happy with.
Yeah. So they talk more about Danny and Nicole trying to get in with Dave Vaughn, and how annoying it is that they're trying to get Dave Vaughn to take shots at the committee and so on and so forth. And they really want to see how far Danny and Nicole push it today to campaign for Dave Vaughn.
Also, I haven't had to think about this too much, but now that we're taking notes on the feeds, I hate that they've named the alliance the committee, just because that's a really annoying word to keep writing out over and over. There's too many repeat letters. I just like M-M-I-T-T-E-E. It's too much. I don't like that.
I don't mind it.
Okay. Well, that's my thought on the matter.
I just always have to. My problem is that I don't know whether I should be capitalizing the T in the committee. Is it the committee or is it the committee?
I would say no capitalizing on the T.
See, I've usually been doing the T.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. So they want to see how far Danny's going to push this. This is another whole thread throughout the day here, is Danny, and you had mentioned this yesterday, saying like, oh, well, it's fine. You know, if we want Day to stay, we'll just convince everyone to keep her. No subtlety at all in her attempting to do this, and apparently not taking all day of having these conversations for her to really figure out that people are not picking up what she's throwing down.
Yeah, again, Danny overestimating her ability in the game, really. Christmas is going to talk to Tyler. They talk about how they plan to rat out Nicole in their goodbye messages regarding this vote. If she doesn't do it herself, well, we will do it in the goodbye messages and make sure that Dave Vaughn knows that it's Nicole that screwed her.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, well, we should tell them. Well, not us. We'll get someone else to rat her out so that we're okay. But then if we do it in our goodbye messages, and if we both do it, it'll corroborate that, because, you know, they always show all of the goodbye messages in their entirety. I actually think this would be pretty good to do. It'd be kind of fun.
I think that you have to be careful about being too clever with these things. I think being open and honest about what you did in the game is usually pretty good. But if you, like, you can't come off as a tattletale.
Yeah, you can't be a rat. We all know that that's the worst. But it's also a tricky situation here with the goodbye message. If you assume that you've got about 10 seconds to say something that they might show, at least on the live show, when they're really paying attention, is ratting out Nicole your main, is that going to be the best look for you in the eyes of the jury or in the eyes of Davon? Is that really the most that you could do with that time? I mean, exactly. It's kind of cute. It's a fun idea. I think it's funny just because you have this whole week of Davon really trusting Nicole and believing what she's saying. And then just for that to immediately get brought up would be pretty funny, especially if Nicole never really figured it out and then eventually went to the jury or spoke to the jury and thought that all of her plans were still in place. That would be kind of, it'd be kind of funny for the audience, but it's not really that important game wise.
Yeah, I think for Tyler, it's probably similar to what he did with Ian, where he should just say, like, look, I've been in an alliance. It's these people. It's called the committee. And, I know that Nicole voted for me to stay. So when you were trying to tell me that that it was you, I knew you were lying the whole time. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get anywhere this week. Something along those lines, or even just list the committee and have Nicole be a part of it. And like kind of let her put the pieces together. And also, again, like you don't really even need to explicitly say that Nicole was lying. I really feel like for Tyler, it probably is just this is the alliance. I knew I was safe last week. You unfortunately weren't a part of it. I wish I could have worked with you, whatever. And then when she gets to jury, when David gets to jury, what, you know, when Nicole gets to jury, whenever it happens, Davon will be able to fill in the blanks. With Christmas, I feel like, again, same thing, especially with Christmas. Christmas has even less room to be like, hey, guess what? It was Nicole. It was Nicole that did it to you. That's what happened. Like, I just feel like it's a bad look.
But that's why Christmas suggested it, because that's where her mind's at.
Yeah. Dani talks to Christmas, and she's trying to campaign to Christmas that the veto should be used, and if it's not used, that they should be the one to stay. Christmas tries to argue against it, actually doesn't have very good points, but it doesn't matter because that's what's happening, and Christmas is going to run right back to Memphis and be like, she's already trying to campaign, and Nicole already tried to campaign, they're already doing it.
Yep, they both have out of the blue started pitching for Kevin to go. A lot of the campaign from Dani has to do with the competitions and the fact that Kevin is better, which, I mean, they both won one. One was physical, one was dealing with tiny beer cans. So I'd say it probably took about, kind of similar levels of balance and things. There's a lot of this idea, though, that the competitions are going to become more mental and that that's where Davon is really going to kick it into high gear, which is, could have been true back in the day, not as much currently necessarily. There might be a couple mental comps coming down the line, but when it comes down to Day and Kevin, I don't think the competition way of looking at this, it's the final nine. That's not really the most important thing, unless it was one person has won everything and the other person has won nothing. You know, at this point, they're pretty evenly matched. Dani's also trying to convince Christmas that Kevin and David are really close.
Closer than Day and David.
Right. But see, the argument keeps being presented as, well, we need to break up Kevin and Davon. But have you thought about the connections with David, which is potentially true, but not the argument that they're talking about. Breaking up Kevin and Davon, I mean, if you get rid of if you get rid of Kevin, so that still does break up Kevin and Davon.
Yeah, I think that was the point, which is that like you get rid of Day, you still have Kevin and David who can work together versus getting rid of Kevin, Day can't work with David.
Right. Which is a better argument than the competition aspect. But, you know, Danny hits on it eventually. Like, it's really just going to come down to the connections that people want to use Kevin more and have more reason to mistrust Davon. Well, at least some of the guys do.
I think the problem is because Danny has all the correct logic. Like, it does. From a very like, aerial view here, an objective view, Kevin is the right person to go because he's probably the best at competitions of the three of them. He is the person who is connected most to either of them, that if Davon leaves, then Kevin can probably work with David, but not the other way around. If Kevin leaves, then Davon probably can't work with David. So all of those arguments make sense and they're better than any of the other arguments, I think. The problem is none of those arguments matter. The real reason Davon is leaving is because she's close to Danny. Right. That and Danny campaigning for Davon, even with the correct logical arguments, is actually strengthening the case against Davon. In fact, in many ways, the best thing Danny could do for Davon is admit that she was never going to evict Tyler, because then Davon would be pissed at her, and they'd be like, "Oh, maybe we don't need to get rid of Davon."
Yes, but at that point,
then she wouldn't want Davon.
Then she wouldn't
want
to, and Davon wouldn't want to work with her anyway. Yeah, if she could see the full picture of what the other people in the committee are thinking, and I think she does. I mean, she kind of understands the relationship between Christmas and Tyler, and that is going to be, you know, can't even really work the female angle of things here. So it's frustrating to watch just because she does have some good points, but it really is just down to the fact that these guys don't want to keep Davon because they're trying to weaken Danny and Nicole anyway.
Mm-hmm. So Danny's going to talk to Tyler then and try to convince him not to use the veto.
Oh, well, first, Tyler's beach chair breaks and it's really funny.
Yeah.
I rewatched the clip about three times.
I did too. He goes to sit down. The chair is just like, he's like, it wasn't even like put in. It was just like laying on top.
It looked almost like a prank.
Christmas was like, I feel like production did that. And then the feed's cut.
Yeah. It was pretty good though. It was just one of those fabric beach chairs that was not even fully assembled. It was like a towel
sat
thrown
right
over a rod.
Yeah.
Yep. Sat right through it. Pretty good. His expression on his face though, but yeah, Danny and Tyler are talking.
Yeah, then she campaigns to, after he's been thoroughly embarrassed, he's prime time to campaign. She says that he shouldn't use the veto. He kind of is, you know, it makes sense to keep David around because they don't trust David, and they go through the same stuff. He says that Day keeps lying to him about the vote, so he kind of feels like she's coming for him. But she says, well, at least Kevin should go between Day and Kevin. And Tyler is just kind of like, well, let's talk about it as a group. Let's just kind of like feel out the group and how they feel about it.
Yeah. Tyler says here that Memphis is already upset that he's not using the veto and not doing Memphis's plan and that he won the veto in the first place. And so for himself, he'd rather just go along with whatever Memphis wants in between these two to not make him more upset, which is good for Tyler, but Tyler probably also knows at this point that Memphis is leaning in the direction that he wants to anyway. So
exactly.
It's a good excuse.
Yeah. So Kevin's going to talk with Davon. Now, he was up early, as he usually is, talking to the cameras, discussing his ideas for the day. And he came up with a plan early in the morning that he is going to explain to Davon. Now, this is what I was looking for from Kevin, a last minute lie type of thing. It's just the details on the plan that I'm not a huge fan of that we'll talk about. So it's basically last minute lie 2.0. But the idea is that they would go to Memphis. One of them would go to Memphis and say, "Hey, David spilled the beans. He ratted you guys out. He told us that last week there was a big plan to set us up that he was a part of, that he would try and get us to vote Tyler out, and then he would flip his vote, and then we would be in trouble afterward. He told us all about the plan. We know about it because he told us. And also, he told us that this week that the plan was for him to be safe and for us to be gone the whole time, that there was never a real backdoor plan for him because he's been a part of this group. And what happened is that we didn't even believe him at the time. We didn't even vote Tyler out. We voted to keep Tyler. We backed out because we didn't trust him at that time. And then he admitted it to us this week. So, yep, David's a rat. He ratted you guys out. Guess you should be worried about that, and everything."
So there are so many things wrong with this, though. I mean, I applaud the effort. Now, starting off with, this would be a interesting thing to admit if this was the truth and this was what really happened, because then at least it's like, if David really had done something that they can rat out, okay, good on them. If David really was in a guy's alliance, great, now that's exposed. If they had really actually voted to keep Tyler and had any legs in that, but you're talking to Memphis, who for all you know, could in your fake plan would have had to be potentially one of the people there were still three votes to keep Ian. And if they're claiming that they're not those people, who are they trying to pretend these three votes are?
That's exactly what Kevin asks Davon. He said, "Wait a minute, if we're claiming that we voted to keep Tyler, where are those other votes supposed to come from? Maybe we should back off of that idea." And Davon says, "No, let them figure that out. That'll cause them to be paranoid amongst themselves."
But the truth of the matter is that they know that they are two of the three votes to vote out Tyler, meaning that there's already a group of at least four people plus, in their mind, David, which is not true, but let's just say that. So there's four people who are actually together. That is not them. So you don't know which of those people. The plan is so bad that it's hard for me to even try to logic like how this would make sense. The other thing that they eventually do say is, I think Davon says, are we concentrating too much on our pitch this week based on the vote from last week? This seems like a lot. Like, we're just spending all this time talking about the vote last week and David and this whole thing, Tyler versus Ian, and is that really important right now? And the answer is no, it's really not important right now. The best thing that they could have done, I mean, the best thing they could have done was believe David, realize that the other five people are in an alliance, and then just move forward from there. But because they didn't do that and they're still stuck on this, they could have at least just ignore the vote. Ignore it, assume that David's not with you, and then move forward from here. How can we benefit ourselves?
If the plan was, let's go to Memphis and say that David told us that you were lying about a backdoor plan, that it was always us, that David was never going on the block. That's simple enough that it might be true, because an HOH will usually tell the person that is not going on the block that they're not going on the block. And even if it wasn't true, it still makes David look sketchy and it makes David look like he's trying to make Memphis look sketchy. I guarantee you that would piss Memphis off. He'd be like, "Oh, I told David not to say a word." And at the very least, it would make him pissed at David again. I really need David to go now. And he might go back to Tyler and be like, look, David's really screwing me up here. I promised him that I would make him enemy, you know, public enemy number one if he did this, and he did this. So can we please reconsider using this field? Like, I think that there's at least a chance that something like that could have worked. But if they go to Memphis about the vote and they're like, hey, well, look, David admitted that he's with you guys on this vote and we voted to keep Tyler and all of this stuff, then he's going to know that they're just making stuff up.
Right. Because David wouldn't admit to that anyway, because it's not true. Also, all of this is being done in the plan that it's going to convince Memphis to convince Tyler to use the veto to backdoor David, which is what Memphis already wanted to do in the first place. And the only reason it's not working is because Tyler convinced him otherwise. So, okay, best case scenario, they convince him to backdoor David. He already wanted to do that. That's not new.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. They also talk about like, oh, well, which one of us should be the person to go to Memphis? Kevin thinks it should be Devon because people already know that he does this kind of thing from his first season. And Devon thinks it should be Kevin because why would David tell her anything? He would only tell Kevin things. Neither of them end up doing it is the real thing.
Yeah, which is probably for the best, because they spend a lot of time talking about all the details of the story, because Kevin says it helps to build a narrative. If they ever ask any questions, we got to go over the details. But like we tried to discuss, the details are frustrating and impossible anyway, because it's all a bunch of lies.
And I just feel like, again, I know I've said this before, but Cliff Hogg is a shining example of what somebody on the outside should do. He built relationships with the people who were in the majority, in the power structure, and then he poisoned their minds against other members of the power structure until they started fighting each other. He presented himself like he was a number for one of them and then got them to turn on each other based on that. Like, these are all stars. They should know how to do this sort of thing. It literally just happened last season. But instead they're spending all of their time. They spent all day together, talking through this plan about how to throw their only other ally under the bus.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't get them anywhere past this week to have them sabotage David's game as well, who they really do need. It's a surprising lack of ability to see the bigger picture at the point where Ian goes home. They should realize, hey, Ian was not in the power structure. The people who all voted for Tyler to stay are the people who are in the power structure, and it's not us. And the fact that David's been on the block before and was just put up last week before he used a power probably means that he's not in it either. But we're on the outside, so I can only be so frustrated. But I would just hope that it seems like normally the people on the outs at least kind of know that they're on the outs. Maybe they feel like they're good with the one person who's really in charge or something. But in this season, there's not like one person who's head and shoulders in more power than everyone else is. It really is more of a couple people with this alliance. But it just seems so obvious based on the way all the other votes have gone. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. All right. So Tyler talks to Memphis. He says Danny's already trying to campaign to him, and she was super obvious about it. Memphis is just so confused. He's just like, I don't get it. Well, isn't Danny supposed to be a good player? Like, I swear, she's got, like, a great reputation. She's, like, supposed to be, like, one of the best players. She's not playing. I don't understand. What is she doing? She's so bad.
Yeah, Memphis's other idea here is he tells Tyler, just tell Danny that there are two non-committee members on the block, and Memphis is in charge of picking who's going to go, and we're just going to do that.
Like, yeah.
Memphis' idea is like, come on, this makes sense. I'm HOH. Just let her know that it's going to be my decision. The end.
Yeah, he basically says, like, I'll take the heat for it. You just yeah. tell her what Memphis wants. And Tyler's like, ah, that's exactly what I was already saying. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else from this conversation in particular?
Nothing in particular.
No. Yeah. The other subplot that's going on at the same time is, I'm going to call this the Christmas subplot for the day, where she's really hung up on the fact that she's a have-not.
Yep.
And that Day made her a have-not. And it just does not make sense to her that maybe it's because Davon is upset that Christmas put her on the block and everything else that transpired after that. And Christmas is like, but we were good, but we smoothed it over. I thought that we had squashed this. I would never have made her have not or put her on the block, but you did put her on the block already. And that's why.
Christmas has spent the last few days pissed off at Day. And then she goes to Day and she says, I feel like you've been distant with me lately. He's like, I've been distant with you? Oh, no, nah, I don't think so. And she's like, I just don't understand why you made me a have not. And Day's like, well, you did put me on the block. She's like, oh, Day, no, that's not a reason to make me a have not.
Day's like, well, at least I didn't put you on the block. Like, this is not a big deal. I don't know why you're. There's not even that many options here. And I love Davon's answer here of just saying, like, you know, you've come to me, you've snapped at me a few times, and I've just learned. I just need to let you get it off your chest and sit here and let it happen. Sometimes this house makes you paranoid and it's all in your head and we're cool, but this is not on me that I out of the blue made you a have not. It's like Christmas. Maybe Day is just not that into you. And she's going to be upset about it. And Christmas can't fathom this. You know, she talks to Nicole right after this. And it's like, I just don't get it. I don't get why she did this. You don't take shots at people that you're supposedly working with. It's not a good enough excuse that I put her on the block before. I told her when I put her on the block that she wasn't going to be the one going home. As if that helps. You still put her on the block.
I could have sent her home. I chose not to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Davon calls her Flag Day for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. I continue to love the have not setup. I think this should be the have not rules for the rest of time. They each choose their replacement, and that if one of them gets voted out, then that eliminates one of the have not spots. I love everything about it because it gives them incentive to vote out people who are have nots, which makes being a have not even worse. And each individual person chooses one. So like choosing somebody to be a have not is like more than just I'm screwing you over for the week in terms of food and comfort. It's also like I'm a kind of a little bit also putting a target on your back, because if we get rid of you, then we get rid of one of these have not slots. I love everything about it.
It's something we talked about a lot throughout the older seasons of Big Brother of, you know, the good part about the food competitions was that it did add another element of us versus them, of mixing up, you know, making people mad if you didn't participate well in those competitions or if you did. And I like this. This is probably the best twist they've had this season, is the any way to add more drama. It's the picking people for rewards in Survivor. I love it.
So Day's going to talk with David for a while. She talks to him about how, you know, she still doesn't trust him. He says that he was surprised that neither her or Kevin picked him to play in the veto. And she's like, well, I just knew that Nicole would use it on me. And I didn't know that you would. And yeah, well, he's like, well, you know, I just feel like that's not a good thought. She's like, you know what I was surprised about? I'm surprised that you're not on the block, David. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not in control of Memphis. He tries to explain again that Nicole is playing you. I was with you. Nicole is not. Nicole, what Nicole does is that she acted like she was closer to Ian, but really she's closer to Cody. And Davon's like, no. David, stop.
I think David needs to get mad. He needs to get really angry about this. Rob talks about this a lot, that just someone who's like, what? No, come on, guys. I'm telling the truth. Come on. Doesn't sound nearly as convincing as someone who really gets upset over the fact that they're not being believed. Maybe that's part of his problem. This whole conversation, though, it's like David keeps trying to steer it back to a more positive, friendly kind of chat. And Day, he's like, yeah, but do you think that I'm a decent person in real life? And she's like, I don't know. You're not going to get any jury votes.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
So, yeah, he's just trying, like, something that he's been talking. He talked to Kevin earlier and Kevin was like, oh, they're trying to manage their jury votes. And David was like, wow, imagine having the luxury in this game to worry about jury votes. I'm just trying to survive week to week. And so he brings up that topic to Davon, and he's like, there are people in this game that are like worrying about jury votes. Like, can you imagine? Like, I'm just trying to survive week to week. Like, it's a funny point. Davon takes this to mean that David is playing super cutthroat, is not worrying about Davon's jury vote. That's sort of explaining why he feels like he's trying to explain himself, like, Davon, I don't care about jury votes. That's why I screwed you over so much. And so she's like, well, you should worry about jury votes. And he's like, I can't, because that's what I'm saying. I'm just worried about surviving week to week. And she's like, that's not a good excuse, David. And she's like, let me tell you, David, that you're not going to win. You're not going to win. I know people are talking that people are not going to vote for you in the end. And I was like, okay, like, people aren't talking, but she's probably has a little bit of a point that people don't really respect his game. And that's, you know, maybe he needs to do more in order to win jury votes. No, that's not what she's saying. She's saying, people are saying that you're too much of a liar. People, yeah, you lie too much, David. So people aren't gonna give you the win because you're too much of a liar. Davon, are people saying this, or are you saying this?
Yeah, definitely more her. Although, again, like, kind of hitting on some correct points, even though they're not really being mentioned. But the fact that David has chosen to lie about some things that just don't matter, and then it's kind of boy who cried wolf a little bit, that to when he is telling the truth, you know, the fact that he didn't tell Kevin and Davon that he had the power and used it on himself for so long is just going to make them, he's kind of done it to himself in some ways of making them not trust him even when he is telling the truth, because yes, he made stupid lies.
But in terms of the jury votes,
yeah, like, no one's saying
nobody's going to be like, nobody's going to be like in the jury, like, no, my feelings were way too hurt by all of David's lies.
Like, yeah.
We cannot give him the money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. One part that does get the cut right here on the feeds was pretty amazing, with Davon saying, she's saying that she hasn't really had the time to get to know David, and they haven't spent time getting to know each other on a personal level, because she keeps trying to figure out spend so much time figuring out why David is sabotaging her, which is kind of funny. And then she says, you know, we've been sitting in this hammock and the greatest fear in the outside world and in this house is that the two of us might team up. And it immediately cuts to Nicole, who's saying, man, Devon and David sitting in that hammock, they've been out there for so long talking.
You don't think he's convincing her I was the vote, do you? You don't think that she's so paranoid that this secret is going to get today? Like, she's just like, she's going to find out. She gets super paranoid anytime David and Day have an interaction. She's like, the fact that Devon doesn't want to talk to David is like a godsend for Nicole, because she cannot handle any interactions the two of them have. She's so paranoid that the secret's going to get out.
I mean, Nicole got lucky that Devon is so tenacious with her ability to hold a grudge.
Yeah. So David does promise that he is a vote to keep Devon this week, if she's still on the block at the end of the week, which it does seem like she will be. So David will be voting to keep Devon at least right now. Devon keeps saying, okay, David, I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm wrong about you. And it doesn't feel like she hopes she's wrong. Cause like, I feel like when you hope you're wrong, you like, yeah, I hope I'm wrong about this. Like Mary, I just doesn't feel like you trust me, and I hope I'm wrong about this. So I'm gonna hedge my bets. I'm not gonna call you any names or anything. If I'm like Mary, I hate you. Please get off this podcast. I want nothing to do with you anymore. I hope I'm wrong about this. No, wait a minute.
What you're saying is, I hope I'm right about the fact that I don't trust you, but it would also benefit me if I was in fact wrong and you were with me here. But I want to be right about both things. I want to be vindicated, but then also have you be with me now.
All right. Cody's going to talk with Nicole. They have like a little bit of a weird interaction here, because they're kind of doing a download, and Nicole is worried because Christmas has been acting weird around her today. And she's talking to Cody, and she's like, did you tell Christmas about me telling you about a thing that David said? And Cody's like, oh crap, yes I did. Is that a problem? And she's like, yeah, I told Christmas that I didn't say that to you, that I didn't say it to any, because Christmas was just like ranting about Danny and I just didn't want to stop her. So I just lied and I said I hadn't told you that it must have been Danny. And then she went and asked Cody about it later, and Cody's like, yeah, Nicole told me. And so they're like, oh crap, how do we fix this? Nicole really feels like this is the reason why Christmas has been distant with her today. I don't think it is. I think the reason Christmas has been distant is because of her conversation with Memphis in the beginning of the day, where he said that about the Devon stuff, that Nicole went to him about Devon, saying that Memphis is talking about her and Tyler as the top two to go. So they're kind of freaking out about nothing, I think.
Kind of, but it's always fun to watch people have little bits of paranoia.
I mean, it kind of shows like how on top of the game they are, that like, and this is Nicole's game. Like, she micromanages everything because she is so paranoid. And it's part of what makes her a good player, is that she is on top of these little, like any little inconsistency that she gives off, she is on top of. She wants to make sure it's corrected, whether or not it's actually going to matter. Right. It was interesting to watch just like this little interaction. It was also interesting, I thought, from Cody's perspective, that like usually when these things happen, it's like, no, this isn't my fault, this is your fault. But Cody's just like, I screwed that up. Like, I shouldn't have said that you said it. And she was like, no, it's my fault. I should have gotten to you in time. They work together pretty well here.
And in some ways, this is why the kind of Memphis style of play of got one alliance or got multiple alliances, but they're all named the same thing. Easier to remember. Just stick with the one thing. You have fewer little tiny bits of lies that come out like this that you have to micromanage. But she is really quick to figure it out and is going to spend a little bit of the time for the rest of the night kind of correcting some of this. It's not really a big deal, and I don't think it really matters that much, but it's the kind of thing where practicing doing this on the little deals helps so that when, if a big deal did leak, that she could also work on it.
Mm-hmm. So Memphis is going to talk with Kevin, and he tells Kevin, look, I don't think the veto is going to be used, but you should be staying this week. You should have the votes here. So just don't do anything crazy. Just sit back, let it happen. You should stay this week. This was not the original plan. The plan was for David to go, but look, Tyler won the veto. He doesn't want to use it. So this is what it's going to come down to. And I like you, so I want you to stay. And I think the votes are there for you.
Yes. And Kevin's a little bit nervous, says, you know, he thinks, he says, Davon feels like she's going, but I also feel like I'm going. And Memphis is really leaning into, oh, well, if Davon feels like she's going, that's because she's reading the signs. People must be hinting at her, which is good for you. And Kevin brings up, what about Nicole and Danny? Memphis is like, yeah, two votes, not a big deal. He also does the same thing that he told Tyler, which was like, if anybody says to you, you know, needs convincing, just tell them, like, tell them to talk to me. And then I'll be leaning in your direction as well. So it's a nice little check-in. And it is actually going to alter, this conversation is going to alter some of Kevin's plans later on and really reflect the whole Hail Mary situation he had with Davon from earlier. Because Kevin does buy from Memphis that he is the one who's going to stay. And it helps also that Memphis had told him about the fact that he wanted to backdoor David initially. This should click with Kevin, like, oh, we don't need to do a big plan because that was already the plan.
Yes. Kevin's going to go back today and be like, so about that plan we had, I don't know if it's the right move, actually, thinking about it some more. Because like basically he was told you're going to stay. And so now he's like, you know, we got a little out of hand, didn't we? We don't need to do any massive. I mean, it probably wouldn't work anyway. We don't want to blow up any chance of us staying if there's a chance, you know. Maybe let's just think about it a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just think about it because I'm pretty sure that I'm good. And hey, do you have any tips for me if I say no? He doesn't say that. But
Day also says to Kevin that she said, "Oh well, David told me that he's a vote to keep me." Obviously, he's lying. He probably said the same thing to you, right? Kevin's like, "No,
no."
Like, man, he's still lying though.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing that I was trying to kind of get to earlier was like, it is true from Kevin and Davon's perspective that Kevin would be able to mend things more with David. But I think David really does want to mend things with Davon and would rather work with Davon.
So, oh, yeah. If he could. I don't think Davon will ever let him.
No. Yeah. So that's more of a her side of things. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Christmas and David talk outside too. And it's like the most obvious strategy talk. They're sitting there playing their backgammon or whatever it is. Which also bugs me that there was so much today. I had to sit there and watch just a couple hours of like working out and playing games. Stop giving the house guests games. This just is.
Yeah. Ian's gone. No more backgammon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't need it. So they're playing that. And it's not even like they're alone in the backyard. There are other people who clearly know that they're talking. But mostly Christmas is, I don't understand why Davon put me on slop. I made sure that she knew she was safe that week, and yet she still did it. I told the whole house not to vote for her. Yeah, same thing, still there. And then David asks Christmas which way she's leaning, and she says that she's just going to go with the house. David tries to sway it a little bit in the Davon keeping direction, but Christmas is pretty much like, oh, well, it's going to be what Memphis wants to do. You know, Memphis doesn't listen to me. He talks to me, but he's not going to listen to anything I say. He's logical. And David even tries to hint like, well, you know, there's only four girls left in the house, can get lopsided. I want to think about that. But he's talking to Christmas, so that's not really going to work.
Yeah. Cody and Enzo both agree that Day has to be the one to go. And they also talk about how Christmas versus Danny should be coming up here, that, you know, Danny really wants, Christmas really wants Danny out. And they're like, oh, should we tell Danny about that? No. Danny's going to spread that everywhere. But the fact they're coming after each other is great because Christmas is crazy.
Yeah. Enzo really laying in on how much he's not a fan of Christmas in this.
Yeah.
So obvious what she's
Enzo
doing.
Enzo doesn't like anybody except for his bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas does talk to Memphis. She says, he talks about how now that David is staying, he is like fully back on board that like committees has to stay strong for at least another week because David has to go. Even if Enzo, like, I know we're using Enzo to take a shot at the committee, but like, even if Enzo wins next week, we need to make sure that he nominates Kevin and David because David has got to go. He's coming for me. I mean, I'm not worried about him, but like, he's coming for me, so he's got to go.
Still going on this. Memphis says that they don't all need to meet anymore. The Danny's just digging herself a hole. Christmas really wants to see how far Danny's going to be able to dig herself into a hole from trying to keep Devon. But then Danny and Nicole talk at the end of the night, and Danny's like, yeah, you know, feel like we might have to give this up. I don't know how much it's going to, how it's going to do for us. It might, if we try to push, you know, it might not be worth sticking our necks out. Too late. You've already done that all day. Yeah.
I'm seeing in the chat about this Enzo not showering thing that has been going around on Twitter. I talked about this last season. This happens every single year that like all somebody needs to do, all one person on Twitter needs to do is say, oh, this person never showers. Then people just believe it for like with like no evidence. Enzo showers all the time. He usually showers in the HOH room. I don't know why people think that Enzo doesn't shower. Like, this is a completely false rumor.
He's afraid of the spritzer water.
Yeah. People just believe these things like with like for no reason.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fun to pick on Enzo.
I guess so. All right. So let's see here. Cody does talk with Enzo and Tyler. They talk about Danny and how Enzo wants to take a shot at Danny. He's, I want to take a shot, yo. That's it.
Yo.
If it's a double, yo, I'm taking that shot, yo. That's it.
Enzo really has no need to win any competitions.
Yeah.
Well, at least any HOHs. It's fun to hear him talk about that. Oh, that's the other thing about the whole double eviction, because Memphis is really like, we got to get everyone on the same page about this whole double eviction. Got to get everyone on the same page. Got to figure out who's first up, second up, who's the backdoor plan, who's going to be the pawn, who's going to be the nominee. But we can't all meet. We can't talk about it. We got to get on the same page.
Yeah. All right. Danny then also talks to Cody late into the night. She basically has a conversation with Cody where she's like, Cody, can you please just let me have this one? Can you please just let me keep Devon this week? Please. It's just like, no.
No.
He doesn't say no. I mean, he's like, she's like, okay, how about this? You let me keep Devon. We'll definitely, you know, do what you want next week.
No. No. This is, there was a time when it really seemed like Danny was able to at least think that she had this kind of flirtatious relationship with Cody, where she kind of, you know, had him wrapped around her finger, and that ended. And I don't know if she knew that it ended when he refused to stay with her and hang out in the HOH room. It should have been a sign.
Mm, yeah. I don't know if they still the relationship is still there. It's just that, like I said, like from the very beginning, Cody has never liked Danny all that much. I don't think Danny has ever realized that, she's still, but I think she correctly, you know, recognizes that like Cody probably controls this outcome. And if she can get Cody on board, then she's got the whole thing. But,
but she hasn't pitched anything to Cody that would benefit Cody in this situation.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, she thinks he cares. Do it for me.
She thinks he cares about her. She thinks he cares about her, yeah. And he doesn't.
Yeah, that's kind of not the correct way to go about things, unless you're in an actual showmance, and even then, it usually doesn't work.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you wanted to bring up, Mary?
No, it was kind of a slow day. Yeah, that's kind of what you get for the Memphis HOH weeks. Kind of there. I learned some circuits, some workout circuits that I might try to do. Tyler does not know how to lunge correctly. Like his knee was popping. It was bad. Tyler.
The form in that house is not the greatest from a lot of people.
It's not great.
I have no idea what Danny ever does.
I saw her picking up a weight and walking around with it. And then she put it down. And then she went inside. And then they all chugged some beers.
Yeah.
It was exciting. So that was, yeah, it was kind of a slow day. Not really too much.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll see. So when the veto inevitably does not get used.
Yes. Yes. That's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. I believe we will also today have the slop. At some point today, and then tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Stockwatch roundtable will have some fun stuff there. We'll rate the players, we'll have some fun. Check it out. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Mary, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Frail Mary, and I feel lethargic today. I don't know. I feel like I have no energy from this season right now, but you know what does give me some energy? Twilight. So go ahead and check out Kowski Cast, because it's exciting over there.
There you go. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and I will see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.